Hey, Greg, Tim Carter, welcome to the Ask the Builder Show. How are you today?
Real good.
What's going on, buddy? How can I help you?
I have a hardwood floor that I took out of another house 7 years ago and put into my kitchen hallway family room.
Okay.
And it looks real good. I put Minwax staining in the floor, urethane on it.
Okay.
And where my table sits in the kitchen, from 7 years of a 200-pounder sliding back and forth, I'm getting some wear across that Minwax.
Yes.
And I was wondering what I have to do to refinish that particular spot, or I don't really particularly want to do a kitchen, family room, and hallway all over again.
Okay. Well, here, all right. This is a really common problem, and it's really, I shouldn't say it's easy to solve. It is easy to solve, but I can tell you how to prevent it. That's probably the best thing. If you're going to have a hardwood floor in an area where you have tables and chairs and the tables are sliding back and forth, two things are really important. Number one, you have to have the best gliders or sliders on the bottom of the chairs. And there was this company I saw at the hardware show when I was in Las Vegas this past May that made, in my opinion, the absolute best. These things are made of some special plastic. It's like space-age plastic, and they're incredibly durable. It's a really, really, really hard plastic. So I can get you that name. I don't have that name in front of me, but okay. I think it's called Easy Glide, actually. I'm almost positive that's the name. Anyway, so that's number one. You have to have the right glider. Number two is you really, really, you may not want to do this on the rest of the floor because you don't have time, but every other day you must use a vacuum cleaner or a dust mop or whatever around this table, and you must get all the grit off that floor. Because what happens if there's any dirt at all? Like, and let me ask a question. Here's a mistake I make in my own home, but I don't have hardwood floor in my kitchen and a breakfast area. Do you come into the house and you have your shoes on, and do you keep your shoes on?
I'm the only one that does. The rest of the family takes theirs off.
Yeah. Okay. You need to stop that. I mean, that's what I do too. And there's a lot of people that do that. They come in from outside and they keep their shoes on all day, and my kids, They throw their shoes off the instant they come in the house, and that's the best thing you can actually do to floors. Now, if you want to wear shoes in the house, I have a bunch of other friends. What they do, as soon as they walk in the door, back by their laundry room or wherever they walk in, they've got another pair of shoes right there. And I hate to say it, you just take 60 seconds, you take your shoes off, and you put these indoor shoes on. And if you do that, you are going to extend the life of your hardwood floors. You can't believe how that extends the life of flooring in your house. Because, you know, your shoes, especially if you're wearing gym shoes that have got those little lines in them,
right,
they've got all kinds of micro particles of dirt and sand and all kinds of stuff that you pick up when you walk around outside. And you bring that stuff in, and what you do is you make sandpaper on your floor.
Okay.
So that's how you prevent it. Now, as far as fixing it right now, it's really pretty simple. Have you worn all the way through down to the flooring where the stain color's even gone?
Yeah, it's turned to gray on me.
Yeah, okay. You're going to have to lightly, what you can do is you can, you can't hardly make a mistake here. You're going to have to take I would just work on a small area about the size of a postage stamp.
Okay. You
know, just to do this. You're going to take some very fine sandpaper.
Okay.
And you're going to sand this little spot right next to a place where the wood looks okay.
All right.
And you're going to get it back to the original wood color, and I'm sure you remember what that was.
Right.
Okay. And I want it to be nice and fine sandpaper, and I want the...
Are you talking 250?
Oh, yeah,
or more?
220, like 220 or so. You may start out with like 150.
Okay.
You know, just a little bit, but then I want that wood as smooth as a piece of glass when you're finished. Then, do you still have any of that Minwax stuff left over?
The stain I do, but the polyurethane I don't.
Well, I'm not worried about the urethane because you're going to end up redoing the whole floor as far as the urethane, which is easy to do. That's not as hard as you might think, unless you're extremely lucky. What happens is if you try to just spot urethane in an area.
Mm-hmm.
The odds of you matching the gloss of the rest of the floor, no matter what it is, no matter if it's high gloss, in between, or satin, you know, it's pretty unlikely, because believe it or not, with you walking across that floor for how many years now? Seven years. Yeah, 7 years. You know, you have kind of dulled down that floor a little bit. So wherever you urethane, it's going to kind of stand out like a sore thumb, unless you're extremely lucky. Okay.
Okay.
So you're going to take some of that stain, and you're going to just use a Q-tip on this little area you sanded, and right around the area just before you stained, I want you to clean that floor, you know, like with a damp paper towel,
mm-hmm.
you know, to get the floor, like, perfectly clean. And when you put that stain on with that Q-tip, and immediately wipe it off, and if the color at that point in time matches the exact color of the flooring right next to it, you've hit a home run, man.
Okay.
You're going to be there, because now all you're going to have to do is get the urethane to match.
All right.
See what I mean? Because at this point, all we're trying to go for is a color match.
Right.
Okay, then, once again, we're still just working in this little postage stamp area. I don't want you to go crazy on the whole spot, all right?
All right.
Now, let the stain dry, whatever it says. Sometimes 18 hours, 24 hours, whatever. And then I want you, same thing, to get a small paintbrush, experiment with different urethanes. I mean, go out. I like the water-based urethanes myself. You know, because the oil-based urethanes, they have a tendency to yellow over time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then I want you to urethane that little postage stamp spot, you know, two or three times. And if you get a perfect match at that point, see what I mean? It's like my, you know, like if you stand back and go, and I've done this before. I mean, I have gotten perfect matches. It's like you should be doing the happy dance, because
right.
now you know what you have to do to do the rest of the spot. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But your biggest challenge, I can already tell you, is going to be getting the color right. And that may mean that you have to blend a couple of stains together or leave a little bit more stain on. See what I mean? In other words, put the stain on, let it sit for 3 or 4 or 5 minutes, and then wipe it off. Or not wipe as much off. See what I mean?
Right.
You're going to have to kind of play with that to see, to get that color tone there. And that's all you got to do. And then, if you want the whole floor to look great, there is a liquid system out there, I believe, called Renewal.
Renewal?
Yeah. If you go to the home centers, you'll find that there is a like a two-part system where you open up this one, you clean the floor first, you open up this one can, and all it really is a liquid deglosser. And it's like you apply this material to your floor, and it basically kind of sands the floor for you.
Okay.
And you let it dry, and then you follow up right behind it with this other urethane product to put a new coat of finish on the entire floor. And that's what you should be doing. Just so you know, in your situation, you should be re-urethaning that floor every 2 years.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. That's where most people with hardwood floors make a mistake. You know, they let them wear out. I mean, if you just keep a coat of urethane on the floor, because remember, you're walking on urethane, you're not walking on wood.
Right.
Yeah, so once you start to wear through the urethane, that's why you're calling me.
Okay.
But if every 2 years you would have just either lightly sanded the floor and put a maintenance coat of urethane down, a water-based one that dries in an hour or two,
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't be on the phone right now.
Now, when I do that every 2 year thing, do I have to do anything other than just mop the floors, or do I got to put this renewal stuff?
Well, you have to lightly sand. I mean, what I like to do, I don't use that renewal stuff. I mean, I've used it once, it was okay. I just prefer to go through and clean the floor. I take a pad sander,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, like a drywall sanding pole.
Right.
And I just lightly scuff up the floor.
Okay.
You know, just lightly scuff up, come in with a quick coat of urethane. Go out to dinner, you know, with the family, you know, or go away for the rest of the day,
mm-hmm.
let it dry, and then come back and you're done. And the floor looks gorgeous.
Okay.
Simple as that.
Could you use steel wool on it or not?
No, do not use steel wool, especially if you're going to use a water-based urethane. Oh, man, because you're going to leave steel wool behind, and you're going to end up with a bunch of rust spots on your floor. It's going to look horrible.
Okay.
Yeah, no steel wool. Don't do it.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Good luck, Greg.